Simon & Schuster Audio presents Leonora in the Morning Light by Michaela Carter. Read by Fiona Hardingham, Jacques Roy, and Cassandra Campbell. With a note read by the author.
On the threshold of a house of imposing size, the only house in a town built of thunderbolt stone, two nightingales hold each other tightly entwined. The silence of the sun presides over their frolic. The sun strips off its black skirt and white bodice, and is gone. Night falls at a stroke, with a crash. Max Ernst, preface to The House of Fear, by Leonora Carrington. The girl, who had taken the appearance of a horse, did not move, but her nostrils quivered. Leonora Carrington, The Oval Lady. November 1997, Brewster Arts Gallery, New York City. At the first break in the conversation, the artist makes for the door. She hears someone call her name, but she'd like a cigarette, and she keeps walking as quickly as her 80-year-old body will allow through the crowded gallery. She hides behind a post to rest, to catch her breath, and moves on. Her hips and knees and feet ache from all this standing around. She'd never liked opening nights, feeling the eyes of the spectators on her as if she were part of the show. If only she could be invisible, perhaps she wouldn't mind. She does her best not to look at the people, as they scrutinize and hypothesize, or at her paintings, all the evidence lined up against her, so to speak. A retrospective, the entire gallery is filled with her art. 60 years of her life. Of course, she knows every inch of every canvas, as though they were extensions of her own body, the hyena and the horse. The maize, the minotaur, the egg and the cabbage, the white, alchemical rose, ghosts, witches, a spiral dance, her menagerie of hybrids, the beasts she'd known and loved. So many of her visions on display, it's a bit like forgetting to wear one's skin.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?